You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for us to crank out a trending report. Obviously, the big trending story in the Mile High City is the record-setting heat yesterday. Some DPS schools let out early because of that heat, and today it's going to be nearly three dozen that adjust their schedules, including three that aren't going to open at all today.
Oh, it's that bad, huh?
Wow. So get on your little phone tree or whatever and check your school's website, whatever. But these are DPS schools. I can't speak for the suburbs on this one.
Man.
Denver's Parks and Recreation Department says all 30 of their rec centers will be fee-free today to act as cooling stations.
That's smart. That's good.
All right.
So all right.
Break is coming this weekend with rain and much cooler temperatures. If you're going to be going out to the Rockies game today, it's a 1 o'clock game at Coors Field. Man, bring a hat.
That's right. Yeah.
Hopefully you got seats in the shade. Of course, there probably won't be that many people there. You can move around to where the shade is.
Yeah.
They had an exciting finish last night. The Rockies actually stormed back from a four-run deficit to beat the Brewers in 10 innings. Hey!
Hooray! Dilly dilly.
I just went to see Jaws on the IMAX screen on Monday. Today, there's a report out of a 58-year-old woman who was killed yesterday by a shark off the coast of the Bahamas. She was snorkeling with her family.
That's horrible.
When a bull shark attacked her. So that does happen. It's very rare. They really make the news when they happen. I think last year, I think this is right, 9 people in the entire world were killed by sharks. But
did anyone ever
stop to consider that humans kill tens of millions of sharks every year?
Fish
nets? A lot of time, just for those fins on the back.
No, man, it's horrible. Sharks are just getting even.
I think the sharks are... I mean, hey, you're in their neighborhood, you know, when you're snorkeling around
in
the Bahamas. I mean, it's tragic. I'm not trying to say it's not, but it just doesn't happen as often as people think. All right, let's talk about bedtime routines. What's your bedtime routine? Do you just brush your teeth, get in bed, go to sleep, or do you watch TV?
Occasionally, I will watch a little something on the iPad. I have been so hooked on What We Do in the Shadows that I watched 2 episodes last night before bed.
Yeah, okay.
I just love that show. I can't get enough of it. It is so me. So well written. Like, goofy-wise, you know, it's kind of funny. So.
We are hooked on the show called We Crashed. It's based on the whole thing of the WeWork company that was big for a few years.
I don't know
sort
that
of
one.
Big for a few years. Jared Leto stars in it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the woman who's in it with him? I just absolutely spaced.
I don't know. I've never heard
Princess
of it.
Princess Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
Anne Hathaway's in it. So anyway, that's one we're watching. But anyway, back to the bedtime routines. They found out that the average American is spending something like 45 minutes in bed before they even try to fall asleep. And the top 5 things we're doing all involve gadgets or screens of some sort.
It's not good for you. You know,
it's
we shouldn't
not.
Be doing that. All that blue light hitting you in the face, it jacks up your sleep cycle.
That's one of the very important reasons why America is sleep deprived, because we're blasting screens into our faces when we're supposed
shouldn't
to be letting
that.
Our brains wind
Whoopsies.
Down.
Whoopsies.
And they also found that only 60% of people brush their teeth before going to bed.
Oh, really? That's a must, man. I go to town on my teeth before bed.
There are 10% of people who never, ever brush before bed.
Gross. Probably don't wash their sheets either.
Probably right, buddy. So Brangelina's back in the news. We thought everything had cooled off between Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Nope. She is suing him for $250 million. Ooh. $250 million. Has to do with this fight they're having, Jer, over a winery that they own together.
Oh, rich people problems.
That's what it is. So, $250 million lawsuit between Angelina and Brad Pitt.
No, I hope they work it out, those crazy kids.
He's going to have to make a few more movies to start paying for this stuff.
Oh, my God.
And then a quick note on Justin Bieber. He has once again postponed a tour. This is the second time. And it's because he says he has not completely recovered from that paralysis issue that he had on one side of his face. He restarted the tour when he thought he was well enough. But now, after performing down at Rock in Rio down in Brazil last weekend, looks like he's changed his mind. And so now he is going back on a break.
So, all right.
T's and P's going out That's to right. JB.
Poor guy.
What else is trending?
Big Apple event today. It's their big keynote thing that they do, you know, right before the holidays so they can sell a buttload of products.
I didn't know that was today.
Rumor has it, iPhone 14 and a bunch of new models for the iPhone that they're going to be going over today, including their new iOS 16 software update. A bunch of new security features and stuff with that. New iWatch that's going to be able to monitor your temperature now. That's exciting.
And you have an Apple Watch, don't
I
you?
Do. And then they're supposed to be releasing a new, more rugged version. And I kind of like the idea of that because I was looking at mine last night and it's really chipped and scratched and it's starting to look kind of beat up. And they definitely get beat up. New augmented reality glasses, possibly some new Macs, iPads, and new AirPods. Is the other big thing today, which would be nice for the people that call us and they're on their AirPods. Maybe they're a little better quality now. We shall see.
Don't hold your breath.
I did post a photo on our Facebook page if you want to check it out, because I was actually in an Apple store this past weekend, and a little something that I like to do when I'm in there is I go to each of the iPads or computers or whatever, and I go to the Mix 100 homepage, and I leave it.
Because
it's a big old picture of us. So Nicole like walked out. She got embarrassed. I was like, turned them all to mix100.com. It was pretty funny, actually. If you have a few $1 million sitting around burning a hole in your pocket, you might want to pick up a Michael Jordan jersey. It is a game-worn jersey from Game 1 of the 1998 NBA Finals. Woohoo! I guess that's good. I'm not a sports guy.
Do we have a certificate of authenticity?
A certificate is maybe a DNA swab on it? I don't know. It went up for auction yesterday at Sotheby's. Let me look at the website real quick, see where we're at. They got 8 days left on it. It's at $2.7 million right now for this jersey. With 8 days left, they say it could go up as high as $5 million for this piece of fabric, essentially. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
That is just crazy. So you can see a picture of that on our Facebook too if you want. Big day for Disney tomorrow. It's the Disney Plus day. That's when the new live action Pinocchio is coming out with Tom Hanks. Thor Love and Thunder is going to be released on Disney Plus tomorrow. Some new Cars series, so that's kind of cool. And then at AMC Theaters, they're going to be doing $5 screenings of Encanto, Rogue One, Newsies, Cars, another Thor movie. A bunch of Disney stuff is going to be re-released to AMC Theaters tomorrow. And then this is kind of cool. Seeing as I just came back from Disney, this would have been awesome. All the parks in California and Florida are letting Disney Plus subscribers into the park 30 minutes early. That's huge. That's a huge deal.
I thought you were going to say for free.
For free? No, it's Disney. They want your money.
They get our money. Just like the Apple stuff you were talking about. Disney and Apple. That's two companies that know how to wring dollars right out of your wallet.
You take my money now, essentially, man. Mm-hmm. I've got drawers full of Apple products that are, you know, obsolete now.
Yep.
The iPod Shuffle. What was I doing buying that stupid little thing? A new study out this morning that found that men tend to be happier in relationships if they just think that they're the funny one in the relationship. They surveyed like 150-some couples, and they were talking about how big of a role humor plays in the relationship, how often you joke around, and how funny they think the other person is. And if guys just generally think they're the funnier, comical, entertaining one in the relationship, we feel pretty happy about where we are. And that's... are you that in your relationship?
Oh, no.
No? Oh, no.
No. I have a great sense of humor. A very well-developed sense of humor. But I got to admit, Gretchen's the funniest one in the...
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
She's funny.
I'm definitely the funny one in my relationship, but...
You are, and I know you are, but for Gretchen, it's like...
Every now and then, though.
It's almost like dry humor, which is like my favorite kind.
Yeah. So. And it's like every once in a while, Nick Knack will drop something, or she'll just send me a random picture of something, and I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of turned on right now because that's really funny.
It is a turn on, I got to say. You know, I can have my moments, but she's the funny one.
Yeah.
It's probably 70-30.
That's good. That's all right. I do want to play a quick bit of audio because this woman filmed her cat saying hello.
Yeah, I was listening to this.
And the video has racked up something like close to 3 million views now. Let me turn this music down. I'll play it for you. Here you go.
Oh. Hello. Hello.
You know what it sounds like?
What?
It sounds like your impression of the queen.
Hello.
Saying, that's what it sounds like.
That's a cat. Hello. That's so fantastic. All right, I hope you enjoyed that. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
You can find that on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Another viral hack this morning. Somebody came up with an idea on how to deep clean your toilet seat. They say you should just unscrew it from the bowl and pop it in your dishwasher.
Oh,
so now the big debate online, is it brilliant or is it gross? There could be poo particles in there. I don't know. I guess it seems brilliant. The thing is, I think with that video, they have dishes in there with it, though. It wasn't like the toilet seat alone.
It is a washer. You know,
it's a washer. It sanitizes.
Yeah, I mean, if that was a problem, then if you put one dirty dish in with another, that's like saying the stuff from the one dirty dish is going to get on the other.
Right, but I guess it's different when you're thinking that it's food particles and spit versus poo-poo pee-pee.
But toilet seats have been proven to be one of the least gnarly things in your house.
That's right. Like, your remote control for your TV is probably nastier. Worse. Put that in your dishwasher. Anyway, it's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.